Hey, welcome back to hour number two at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Our NBA conversation does continue with Motez Bashara, CNN feature writer and author of Beating the NBA, Tales from a Frugal Fan. Let's shift gears a bit and let's talk about the head coach in Tyronn Lue. And obviously, Motez, he silenced his critics when he took over as head coach and replaced David Blatt last January. What are your thoughts on him being rewarded with that five-year, $35 million contract? It's making him one of the highest-paid coaches in the league. Do you agree?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I like that he was rewarded with a new contract. That's great. They need stability there, you know, so that's the number one thing. I think Blatt was a bit of a disaster. And I think in the past, the coaches that have coached LeBron in Cleveland haven't, you know, they haven't worked out, and they've never really had a stable guy in there. And they finally won one. Of course, they had to reward him. Again, you know, Dan Gilbert, kudos to him. The money doesn't quite mean as much as winning a championship. He's not being frugal about this at all, and there's nothing wrong with that. And so I like it. I like it. I mean, the players seem to love him. He gets on with everyone. He's one of the guys. He's not, you know, he's not sort of a dictator on the team, unlike a Tom Thibodeau or Pat Riley or one of those guys in the past. So it works. Why mess with chemistry? Mm-hmm. You know, I can't fault the numbers. You know, let's see how he does in year two.
Okay, so we started off with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Just overall, what is your perception of the Eastern Conference? Because it seems like they made some moves to kind of shake up the power structure. Obviously, the Celtics, they added Al Horford, and the Pacers got Jeff Teague. From top to bottom, it seems like there's a little bit better parity within the Eastern Conference.
Well, I think all that did was make Cleveland stronger, because their number one competitor was Toronto, who lost Biombo, who was such a huge part of their heart and soul in the playoffs. Scola is also gone. So, you know, I don't know what Toronto's doing, but they have taken a step backward. And although Boston, yes, did add Al Horford, and Boston has a few guys, they have some nice players, but, you know, to me, they're maybe a number four seed, perhaps a number three at best. Chicago blew up, you know, and Indiana is there, but I really don't think they have the firepower to challenge Cleveland. Nobody does, you know. I think Cleveland can almost sleepwalk their way into the finals again.
Who do you think will be the surprise team out of the Eastern Conference?
This is going to sound surprising. I like the Orlando Magic. I like what they've done. I wasn't sure about dropping Oladipo, because they appeared to not really give him a lot of time to blossom. I think he was there 2 years. But they obviously love Aaron Gordon. They love Evan Fournier. They've got some guys. Aaron Gordon, to me, is a breakout star of this season. He's an incredible athletic specimen, and he just needs the minutes, you know, and we could be seeing another Blake Griffin there. So they also got the
Serge Ibaka.
Yes, they got Ibaka and Biombo. So they are going to be very, very tough defensively, and they've got some guys on offense. I really like this young nucleus they've got, and you know, let's see what they do. To me, they definitely look like a playoff team. You know, they're probably in the bottom half of the playoff teams in the playoff seedings, but they could surprise some teams out there.
You're listening to the familiar voice of Motez Bashara, CNN feature writer, author of Beating the NBA, Tales from a Frugal Fan. Reach out to our audience. Connect with them, Motez. We're going to check you out online and at Twitter. And also, it's never late. You got to get a copy of the book, right?
Thanks. Yeah, absolutely. Beating the NBA is out there. It's on Amazon and, you know, all booksellers. My Twitter handle, Motez B, now MOTEZB. And, just Google Motez Bashara and, you know, you'll find my features out there. I'll be doing an NBA preview coming up pretty soon for CNN.
Okay, so we're focusing in on the Eastern Conference. Talked about already the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Orlando Magic. Do you think the Knicks, they're going to regret trading for Derrick Rose? What a mess that situation is.
Yeah, I mean, they knew it's the new Knicks, but the same old Knicks, really, because you're right off the bat, they've made more headlines off the court than they have on the court. Derrick Rose, they knew this trial was coming up. God, I cringed when I read that article about his testimony, about what happened with this, you know, with this young woman. I have to say, you know, speaking to lawyers who have dealt with NBA players, they do get accused of these things quite often. It's hard to untangle the mess of what's actually happened. A lot of this is he said, she said. I don't want to get into that, but it just looks bad for the Knicks, you know. Derrick Rose is obviously coming off pretty shaky last few seasons with the injuries. Can he be the player he was? Of course not. He can be a 14, 15 point guy, maybe 7 assists a night, and be a solid player for them, providing he stays healthy. Joakim Noah, I love that trade for him, but Joakim Noah is now, he's probably peaked already. He's also coming off an injury. He is a New Yorker. I'm sure he grew up a Knicks fan, and he'll play his heart out for that team just like he always does. But he also made off-the-court headlines with his, refusal to sit down with the Army cadets during the off-season training. And you just wonder, is this just going to be another lost season for the Knicks? And it just feels like it already.
Well, and the other thing, too, is the Knicks are in a hold pattern. As I understand, they're going to stall the installation of their offense until Derrick Rose returns, and he's back 100%.
Yeah, I mean, the triangle was never really in the cards for this team. They tried it with Derek Fisher, it didn't work. Now Jeff Hornacek is saying, we're going to try some different things around the triangle. It's going to be kind of a hybrid triangle, and I think it's fine. Let's not be too rigid about the triangle. But I like the addition of Hornacek. He's a super experienced player, NBA coach, as well as a top brass guy. And I like the fact that they got a guy from outside Phil Jackson kind of nucleus,
It was a surprise move. It was a surprise move, right?
It was a surprise move. I also think a lot of, he was probably not their number one choice. I think they went down the line and he was the one who said yes. But at the end of the day, it's down to personnel. Porzingis is their future, really. And so they need to build around him. And, we'll see how it all goes. The other question is, how long will Pat Riley, Phil Jackson, how long will Phil Jackson remain a GM? He's 71. He's gone opt out at the end of the season. If they have another disastrous season, who knows? He might just say, look, I'm done, and I'd like to retire at this point and, live half the year in Montana and go back to L.A.
Ah, nothing wrong with the big sky country. CNN feature writer Motez Bashar has been with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to connect with you as well. Join us at Twitter, at E-Radio Sports, and you can check out our entire interview at podcastarena.com. And before we sign off, Motez, give all the listeners a hit on who are you projecting will be the top team in the league this year?
Top record of the league, you've got to give it to Golden State again. I think they'll also get into the finals, without question. I can't see, their biggest competitor were the Thunder, and now the Thunder have been crippled by the loss of Durant. So I see them getting into the finals, and at the end of the day, it's going to be who's healthier out of the two. And something inside is gnawing at me, telling me that Golden State will not win it. And I think Cleveland are going to repeat. That's my pick. And we'll see how it all transpires, but that's who I'm going with. I think a repeat for LeBron, and that'll really crown him as one of the top players of all time.
It's early. It's the month of October, Motez. I'll hold you to it, okay?
you've got to put it out there. You've got to put it on the line.
You're a bold guy. We love you. Thanks, Motez, for joining us tonight right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Stick around. Much more coming your way right here at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show.